Looking good.
Yes. 5x5.
Less static than normal.
Instead of a big dark blur, I see a big white blur.
Right. I was just going to say, because it was warm outside today, so the heat's not running. So there's no airplane taking off above my head or anything like that. So
the heat's that not much... on.
Right?
Yeah. The heat's not on.
That's going to be the worst.
Woo.
Going to get it from both sides.
Hey-o.
You said no cursing, not no euphemism.
Right.
All right, greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 31st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Lonely One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian. And we have a special guest this week of our very same Longbox Heroes Alliance, the Angry Salad. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 All right, so this is March 23rd to March 30th, 2016. So from background info, Angry Salad is like the heavy hitter in our alliance.
I'm the benevolent leader.
Also the benevolent leader. He is the genuine founder.
Yes, I founded the alliance back when you had to pay for alliances.
Yeah, absolutely. Oof. Back when it cost hero points to add people, he was even willing to add me to the alliance.
Yes, this was the worst decision ever.
No
Talk
way.
About being generous.
See, well, I brought in Eric and you two guys. So. Well, actually, by extension of you two guys, we brought Eric. So, by no merit of my own, I provide, you know, I'm a good recruiter. That's it. But,
So you're like Coach Franklin here at Penn State. You're a good recruiter. You just can't actually win any games.
Sure.
Oh snap.
Zing.
Little hometown joke for the football fans out there.
Anyway, yes. Yeah, so, Brian, I'm going to call you Brian if that's all right.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay, good.
I go by name. Mad Salad, Angry Salad, Brian.
Brian the Dirt Merchant.
The Dirt Merchant.
And also featured on many other podcasts on this fine network.
Sure. So yes. Anyway, he built this alliance with his own with his two bare hands.
He built this alliance. He built this alliance with hero points. All right, anyway.
I love the dead silence. just nothing. That was good, though.
Thanks. Thanks. Good time.
Gotta love some Starship every now and again.
That's right, baby. They're Jefferson for them. This week's events and goings-ons before we get into the big omito of the changes from last week. Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today gets you Purple Loki. Thursday, Black Dream Warrior. Friday is the Purple Squirrel Girl. Saturday for your Blue Doctor Doom. Sunday, Blue Mystique. Monday, Red Hulk. Tuesday, the Blue Falcon and his pet robot dog. And Wednesday is Blue Psylocke.
What is the robot dog's name?
Oh, I used to know this.
Yeah, me too. I don't remember anymore.
We have the internets.
Yeah, we'll deal with it.
The internets are at your fingertips.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yes. No, yes, Dynamite.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes, it is Dynamite.
Because he was like a robot Scooby-Doo.
Good pull.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So your the 5-day 4-star... Crash of the Titans! Ba-boom. Today was evil. It was Iceman versus Jean Grey. I got close once with my level 70 Iceman, but then got stomped a bunch. How about yous?
Well, you only have him at level 70.
Yeah, I have put no ISO in him.
Sure.
Right. I got less stomped than usual, but still stomped.
Yeah, I have no whiteout whatsoever, so I couldn't do damage. I got her stunned a couple times, but just couldn't get the AP deny. So, and only two blues, so I could only stun her for short periods of time. So, not worth putting much effort in.
Right. So, let's take this to Brian. Brian, tell us about
everybody.
Tell us how you won.
What's it like to win?
So the last time Iceman and Jean Grey came around, what, like 3 months ago? Something like that? I didn't have nearly the amount of covers that I have now. I currently have a 2-4-4 Iceman with 4 in blue and 4 in purple. I only have him leveled to 120, but that's all you need. All you really need was the 4 in the blue, and the reason being his stun counter at 4 blue lasts the same amount of time that the person is actually stunned. So when the countdown tile is going away is the same exact time that the person's becoming unstunned, so you don't accidentally punch a snowman instead of build a snowman. Cue
Would you like
Frozen
to build a
music.
Snowman?
Yeah, there we go.
Would you and like to punch it in the face?
When Iceman first came out and I saw his powers, I was killing myself laughing because it was, do you want to punch a snowman?
I know.
And my wife was like, oh, you're so ridiculous. But no, all you need is, you need the four blue, preferably at least one pink to help recover some of the blue as you're going through. But I have Purple. Seen videos of people doing it with the four blue and no pink or no green, just
they're still
slowly whittling away at Jean Grey. So yes, I was able to do it first run. I did add 50% damage to pink and blue and some extra pink and blue AP just to make sure I was going good. But yeah, it was easy at this coverage.
He's going to make my head explode.
For saying pink?
Yes, they're purple.
Oh, no, I meant purple. I said pink by mistake. Apologies. I do always call it purple, and for some reason I went with pink. However, I did not open my token.
Oh.
I am now starting to hoard all of my CP and tokens because of what we're going to get in later with the scaling.
Okay.
And cover it. So I'll cover it then.
All right. The next one coming up on the 28th is Cyclops, whom I currently have at 151 of all combinations. So I'm probably not going to have a very good choice here. Since I can't do the damage, all I can do is, what's the yellow one? The weird...
Called Shot?
No, it's Uncanny Strategies.
No, it's the one that gets the extra AP.
Yeah, so I'm not looking like that's going to be a winner.
I have a 2-2-1 Cyclops, 2 red, 2 yellow, 1 blue, at a level 74. I have not put any ISO in him because he's severely underleveled. But I may start pushing him up to if I read on the forums that I have a chance with that coverage.
Great. I don't know what Ian and Ray have. I haven't looked at their rosters recently. What do you guys got?
I've at 2-1-1 at level 94, so I can't imagine I'm going to have much luck. He doesn't do enough damage.
Right.
Right. I would say check with Ray.
You don't remember your own roster.
Not Cyclops. I don't even know if I have Cyclops, to be honest. I think I have him at 1. Wait, is yellow his middle power?
Yes.
Then I have him at 0-1-0.
Oof. All right, no chance
correct.
For you.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, good times.
Yeah.
Events going on. Story events. Enemy of the State is wrapping up. We will discuss that lots more later.
Ooh.
The next one coming up is Venom Bomb. Kind of like Cherry Bomb, but just doesn't have the same ring. 23,000 points will get you your lazy, 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 lazy Thor.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was worse than I thought. I was prepared, and it was bad.
49,000 will get you the 25 CP. However, the top 100 folks, of which I will be unlikely to get there because every time they do one of these, man, people play the crap out of these events, will get you the Punisher to the max. More on him later. And 101 to 200 will get you some Patch Wolverine. PvP Land Epicenter, which was the new Quake event, wrapped up. If you played in that, 800 got you Yellow Hood. 1K was Yellow Daisy. Your standard 1300 for the CP. First place was Carnage. And 2 through 100 were Magnetos, with the top 50 folks getting some CP. Immediately followed up by Magnetic Mayhem. 800 gets you Yellow Magneto, 1,000 for the Red Carnage, 1,300 for the CP. First place is Cyclops. 2 through 100 are Sentry covers, with the top 50 getting some CP. And notes on this, we'll talk about also a little bit later. This is going to be using the same scaling test as Enemy of the State. So we'll see how that goes. And then those are going to be followed up by Starfall. Century event right afterwards. So, Enemy of the State. Lots of changes all at once. Here they were in the face. What'd you think? Anybody?
Who goes first?
I'll be the shortest, so I will step back and comment when I can. I've barely played Enemy of the State. I have no idea. It seems hard. The amount of levels the node goes up for beating it one time seems to be severe. And even at the level that I compete at, it's hard to find an easy node. Like, you have to start being competitive right away. I can't throw my C-listers in there to get me a few points and then hold off for my best characters towards the end and hope that I can go forward.
Right, you have no trivial nodes whatsoever.
Correct.
And so they start out difficult, and they just get worse. So, yeah, I'm going to go next because I have, I think, almost exactly one-third of the number of points in this event that you do, Brian. But the first day, I thought it was going to be okay because I was able to clear out and get all the rewards for the event, and it seemed okay because I was ISO farming at the time. But man, it scaled up so significantly. The hand fortress that's going on now. I've played each thing once, and man, I'm having trouble working up the gumption to play it again. It's just a bit too much.
Well, I think a part of it was this particular event too, because holy smokes, when those caltrops ramp up, you are in trouble. Oh, buddy. So if this had been a different event fighting different things, it might have been more palatable. But with all these caltrops then followed up by the evil that is stupid Gorgon, it's brutal. Yeah.
That is true. Enemy of the State, it was a hard event to begin with.
It really truly was.
Yeah.
There were
so many things.
Right.
Just the fact that they keep the when you have Wolverine with the hand members who just keep constantly giving him AP, and keeps doing, Adamantine Slash, Adamantine Slash, Adamantine Slash. I'm like, stop with the slashes. I don't know. So, I liked parts of it. I liked getting full points multiple times in a row, since I don't tend to play then wait 8 hours, then play again. Usually I will play a couple hours straight in a row. So that was super nice. I think maybe they scaled up a little too fast.
Yeah, Craig, you have like about half the points I have. I'm right about knocking on with 22 hours left in the PvE. I'm knocking on getting that 25 CP. I'm right under the goal.
Ooh.
That first day was not a fun day, and it has been less fun continually each sub. Yeah. The only reason I cleared out all of the subs all the nodes on the first sub is because it was a 2 day sub. They said, you can play at your own time. And they said, everybody's like, oh my God, optional or the optimal clear now is you have to grind 6 times each node until you start getting to the timer, wait towards the end of the node or wait till the end of the sub and then grind out the rest of the node, which obviously is completely different from the old style. And you just wear out. What Ian said is like, I'm not sure if it was Ian or Ray, it starts hard and just gets harder from there. And that's a huge difference where it's like, you can't just go in and hit it for 3 times and be like, all right, well, I'm done. I hit it 3 times. Now it's getting hard. No, you're just up against the wall immediately. It was a health pack eater. It was a time suck. Trying to find the right team to play on some of them was really difficult in the beginning.
Right, you can't use a B team. You have to use
A teams
every time. Yeah,
I can't believe I said this, but Ant-Man was very useful.
Little thieves or whatever it is.
Yeah, he kept turning all the attack tiles into mine, and the strike tiles when they would land, or the smoke tiles. And I used him way more than I ever have before. Last time Enemy of the State came around, I think Bullseye was boosted. And he was super helpful, but he wasn't boosted this time around.
Right.
The other thing that doesn't help is that it's Enemy of the State, so you lose any form of Wolverine for 3 subs.
And was bad.
Right, so once you get Wolverine back in the last 2 subs, Old Man Logan just becomes a meat shield again, and I was able to at least plow through some of those. And most of the points are on the back end in these 2 last subs. Because the points jump incredibly. So, Ray, I think you said you have 1/3 of the points I have right now. If you actually ground out this last sub, like ground it down to 20 points each node, you might actually hit if you really were that interested in doing it. It's like 89,000 points are available.
Right. Even though getting health packs from the Daily Deadpool, I don't think it's been that many.
No.
I don't think I can do it.
And that's another thing to address is that the rewards did not represent the time and effort that, like, they changed the scaling and they changed the structure, but they left the rewards the same, and that was a huge mistake. The amount of effort and time that needed to go into each of these nodes needed to be accurately reflected in the rewards ramping up too, and they should have at least doubled, if not tripled, some of those rewards, because oh man, I didn't finish almost every after the first sub, all of my nodes I left unfinished. I hit them maybe 6 times. But I never completely closed them out.
I mean, it'd be cool if the rewards scaled with the characters that you're fighting. So the first time, if you get the 70 ISO, okay, you get the 70 ISO. Then, the next time you play it, what should have been 200 is now 250 or 300 or, if you have to play it 7 times to get that recruit token, bump it up to at least a 2-star token or something.
Yeah, well, the end waves got you an enemy of the state token.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, in the first ones, you know, if I have to even play that first mission 7 times to get the recruit token.
Get a heroic instead of a standard.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
they definitely needed
times.
To make it, they needed to make that the rewards were applicable to the amount of, you know, because when I ended, like, they ramped up, what, 10, they first said the first sub, I think it was 10 levels between each replay. But now I'm going up like 18 levels in between.
Right.
Something stupid.
It's
and
way
I'm
more
ending
than
up 10. At like 320, 330. Some of them I think I ended up with 350, which is the max. And it's like I'm hitting a Gorgon that's got 30,000 hit points or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And then he's going to hit you with that
gross.
Stupid stick.
Yeah, he does 7,000 or 6,000 damage. It's they good effort. They had the right. I think they had some of the stuff right. They had a good idea, but 6 replays is too many. The rewards need to be ramped up. Enemy of the State was actually pretty kind of a smart one to do it on because it's the worst case scenario other than Venom Bomb.
That is true.
Yeah, all these symbiotes would be
unbelievably.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So
I
yeah,
don't know.
I think
if they were to start off with the nodes being lower, like I said, maybe your first few. Were actual trivial as opposed to starting them off as a normal difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that ramping could work a little bit better, but the increase to level is so significant near the end that it just makes you give up.
Some good ideas, is that, they just need some tweaking, I think.
Yeah.
So they changed the scaling and they changed the structure. And the scaling we haven't actually touched on because it's based off of coverage, right? It's not necessarily based off of hero levels.
Well, both.
I think
it's based on both.
It's based on both, right. It's based on both. So, for instance, in the slice I'm in, the individual who is number one in my slice has been number one in my slice since the first day, has a roster no higher than 126. Ooh, all of his characters, all of his 3-star characters, he has them all level equally up to 126. And any 4-star characters he has are not... They don't have max covers, and they're just under 126. He doesn't have a lot of covers. But he is clearly not hitting the wall that I'm hitting.
Right.
And I think that's very important. I think they need to tweak that a little bit. They need to figure out a good sweet spot because, and I mentioned this on the forum, they said, hey, here's champions. Hey, go out and dump all your ISO into these champions, and you'll get all these LTs. Oh, don't worry about the fact that we're nerfing all the damage on these 2 and 3 stars. That won't be important. Oh, dump all your ISO into them and get all these LTs. Get all these covers for your 4 stars. Oh, you now have a whole bunch of really high covered 4 stars that you can't level because there's an ISO shortage? Oh, well, now we're going to change the scaling so that all those empty covers you have actually affect it and make your scaling go higher. Oh, you want to level those 4 stars? It's $100 for 74,000 ISO. Here you go. I don't know. It could be a big conspiracy. I doubt it. I really have a feeling that the way they laid these out and the way they rolled them out, they knew what they were doing. But we'll see.
Yeah, I've reached out to the forum mods, and they said it's going to take a little while to get all the data back as to how this played out and through the developers. So maybe at some point we'll get a more detailed answer.
Just in time for third anniversary, they'll roll it out.
Yeah. One thing that this event did remind me of is, man, I should use Beast more often because he was solid.
He actually,
you get his green going and you smashing up the lab, boy, you can clear boards quick that way.
Yeah, even when he wasn't the required character, I was using him on wave nodes. He boosted, he was great, and the fact that his green doesn't indiscriminately destroy your special tiles, it specifically says he only destroys basic tiles.
Right.
Right.
Which was really good, although I did see him destroy one of my criticals.
Oh, sure. Oh. Those don't count as special as attack or strike or anything. So
yeah, that was upsetting.
But it's nice when you can get that, you know, the blue power out there, and then if you can start chaining a couple greens, you can clear a lot of ninjas real quick.
Yeah, my waves were always Iron Man 40, Beast, and once Old Man Logan came in, it was Old Man Logan, but before that, it was Ant-Man.
Mm.
And he was just powering up Ant-Man and Beast, and I was wrecking.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed Beast.
My team on this was mainly Beast and Blade. They have a good synergy going. They just, the cover, you get the full rainbow, and the strike dials just add all the damage the Beast can do. So,
right.
Because I don't have an Old Man Logan.
Neither do
I do, but he's only got one cover.
You do have an Old Man Logan. I'm not going to say what team I used because you already know the answer. All right, moving on.
You're the worst.
Who was your third?
It's always the same.
Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was Scarlet Witch. I should have. She's a feeder. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she makes me purple, purple makes me black, blacks make me makes me punch things. Life is good.
It's so roundabout. It just drives me up a wall.
But it works over and over and over again.
Ah, my
goodness. So many punches. Are you calm now?
I'm totally calm.
Can I move on?
Sure, please do.
All right, are we all enemies of stated out? Do we want to move on?
Yes, please.
I know
outside
I'm
of
it.
Saying that, what do you call it? Magnetic Mayhem is now going to try the same scaling for matchups. So the covers on characters will start mattering. Mattering? That's not a word.
Right. Will start affecting your
start
scaling?
To matter?
Yeah, man, I made yes. that word up. Jeez.
Right.
So for completely scientific purposes, for completely scientific purposes, I entered Magnetic Mayhem way okay. early, because I typically enter, 3 hours before the end.
Right.
I'm now entered 2 days ahead of when I normally would end. I did not see a huge difference. Now, granted, I'm in a slice that only has like 400 or 500 people in it so far. So we'll see once it gets filled. But just playing I got up to 500 or 600 points. And I did not see much of a difference in my scaling than what I had been seeing earlier.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. We'll see what kind of I want to see what kind of thing I run into, because I now have my. I was able during the last week, actually yesterday, to fully champion my X-Force Wolverine. So now that I have a level 272 character, I'm curious what my how bad my scaling is going to be thrown off on that. But I guess we'll see. We'll see how many people with 2-star rosters can just. Completely overwhelm me in place.
All right, the other new news for the week is that 4-star Punisher to the Max is officially announced as the new character.
To go first along with the new Daredevil release, which
yeah,
is
big surprise.
Awesome.
Yeah, I still need to watch season one, let alone season two.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you
do. For some reason, wanting to spend $9 on Netflix, really, I just haven't done it, but I'll get there. What they're touting here is that, boy, if you like strike tiles, new Punisher is your guy. So he's got, strangely enough, he's got 3 powers. The first power is called Punish. Does a set amount of damage and then more damage for every friendly strike tile on the board. If any of his allies are stunned or down, the power changes into Army of One. He creates strike tiles and then deals damage for every friendly strike tile on the board. Much more. This ties in with his second ability, which is called Merciless Charge, which stuns allies and damages the enemy team, plus deals bonus damage to every downed enemy. So you want to kind of mindlessly charge, stun your own allies, become an army of one, and start unleashing your damage that way. The third ability is Weapons Expertise. It creates black strike tiles, so another way to create strike tiles. And it's a passive as well, which increases the strength of all friendly strike tiles. That's all it says, so I'm assuming that means it just does it every turn, in which case, holy smokes.
Yeah, that sounds incredible with the strike tiles.
It certainly sounds that way, yeah.
Man, that's just begging for a Loki to show up, right? And convert all those.
Make them all projectiles, and suddenly you can do no damage whatsoever.
Right. On the Marvel.com article, which has this, they're recommending that you would team up Nova or Iron Fist or the Dream Warrior.
Right.
With
Nova was my first thought, because he makes black strike tiles, and I know Nova deals with black strike tiles. So.
Right. So he is coming live tomorrow, the 24th. In Venom Bomb, you can start acquiring the Punisher to the Max.
So I don't know why they don't mention Blade. I mean, maybe Blade is just overlooked all the time, but I'm thinking that
he
would be
a
good combo
as
well. Yeah.
I agree.
He makes red strike tiles.
This is true. Does the power specifically reference black strike tiles? I mean, I know he creates black strike tiles.
No, he makes black strike tiles. That's why he goes good with Nova, because Nova is looking to deal with something about black strike tiles. I don't remember right now. But if he's increasing the strength of strike tiles, then yeah, he'd probably be good with Blade.
Right. And then he could throw up Blade's purple on
top
of
exactly.
That
and just wreck.
And really deal some damage. I don't know. He looks like he'll be interesting. I'm curious as to how much I'm going to hate this stun my own team power.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I'm thinking I'm going to hate it a lot. But
we'll just play him with Iron Man 40, and when Iron Man 40 stuns himself anyway, that's already one dude who's already stunned, so who cares? Just stun the other one.
Haven't you been following along? I'm apparently the one person in the universe who doesn't think Battery Man is the greatest character ever.
He's going to come up later when we talk about our featured character this week.
This is true.
I agree. That's reasonable. Again, and there it is again. I'm bound back to being totally frazzled.
All right.
Do tell.
I can't possibly stand by a character that charges other characters unless, of course, they make purple, which then make black, which then make blue, which then make yellow, and then I can punch someone once. Then that's the best combo ever.
You're missing this punch and waste once thing is right out. It's punching a lot.
Yeah, like two punches.
No, it's super easy to get, you know, high in the 20s purple and black real quick, and then you just win. It's over. I'm sorry. Well, you can at least like three iron fists for whatever 5,000 points at a time, and then go into the click click boom.
Sure, I was not considering the iron fist punches.
Yeah, it's a world full of punching.
I thought we were strictly talking about the jab jab crosses.
The click click booms.
Yes, the click click booms.
Any case.
Anyway.
Other new news: the R97 preview patch information was thrown out. With this week's teaser is get down. However, it will probably not be the Terminator coming at us.
5-star Terminator confirmed.
Well, that would be crazy amazing because somebody's had to have made a Terminator comic, right?
Oh yeah, oh, I have one downstairs somewhere
for sure.
There you go. Could be Terminator. But the super long shot of man, this would make me happy is that it's many
get
roundabout
down,
ways
get
to get
down.
You to Howard the Duck. Ah, come on,
I thought you were going
excited.
With Dazzler. I thought you were going with the disco get down reference. And
yeah,
thought it was going to be
was,
Dazzler.
Maybe it could be
I
disco,
really think...
disco duck, and the two of them could team up like Rocket and Groot, and it could be Dazzler and Howard the Duck is a tag team.
I think at this point the mods who write the clues are just trolling people to guess for Dazzler. Like, everyone could be, oh, that could be for Dazzler. Get down. I don't remember. There was a whole bunch of other ones.
I was going to say, it's a nice break from every time a character comes out, everybody going, it's definitely going to be Black Bolt.
Yeah. Yeah, every time the people are like, oh, it's totally Black Bolt. Because it's got Black mentioned once. Or, you know, Black Bolt was once friends when he was 4 with this other guy who had a pet dog named Rufus. And Rufus, as we all know, is an anagram for this. And if you convert that into Swahili and back... And then there it is, totally Black
right.
Bolt.
I'm definitely starting to drink the Howard the Duck Kool-Aid on this one. There's really, I don't know, there's a lot of clues there that fit, so I'm okay with that.
With the two words, get down?
Yeah.
Hey, well, ducks get down.
As Brian pointed out earlier, get down is another way of shouting duck.
Right.
Yes, it's true.
I don't know. I for one, will be super excited if I can team up Howard the Duck with Squirrel Girl, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't even know what he does, what he could do.
He's the master of quack fu. He's totally going to unleash some kung fu on you.
That's fine, and he could...
Oh, maybe he'll make more actually, purple for Iron Fist.
Oh, my God.
Well, the band that he manages is the Cherry Bombs, so maybe he could team up with Spider-Gwen.
With Gwen, oh. Yeah. It's all coming together, people.
It's all there.
Sold. You heard it here first. Puzzle Warriors 3 exclusive.
Which has no basis in any way of anything remoting to fact, unless
no.
Hi-Fi wants to leak us something and say that we're correct, in which case I will smile.
It's all lies.
But you won't be able to see it because it's a podcast.
That's true. I don't think I could smile that loud. What else they got is the next Versus says it's going to be with Deadpool's weapon Tex-Mex will be the next Versus after Starfall. And then there's a whole bunch of patches in here. Star-Lord no longer reduces the cost of an ability below a hero's minimum ability cost.
Yeah, because Star-Lord was so broken before.
I was going to say, I was like,
nobody used
him
the first time. Let's make it do less.
Make him do a little work.
We increased his power by 3, and...
In case you were looking forward to teaming him up with Psylocke, which I think is the only, like, person who that would affect.
No, also,
because she reduces
Quicksilver.
Oh, there you go.
Quicksilver target is cheaper, yeah.
The team of Star-Lord, Quicksilver, and Psylocke just went right down the tubes.
By the way, I still got a couple days till R97 comes out. I'm totally playing it later tonight. All right. Old Man Logan's reluctant hero power now consistently converts to finish the fight if there are red charged tiles on the board.
Okay,
so
I don't get
this bug
one.
There.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to ask you, tell us what this means and how it affects you.
Yeah.
It must be what Craig said, that there had been a bug that if there were charged tiles on the board, it wasn't working.
Yeah, because to finish the fight, does it require X many red on the board or something like that?
No, it just requires you to have, in order to go from... Oh, see, I'm terrible with power names. You can't even use his red until you flip him on with his black. And to use the black to flip him, he needs to have at least 12 yellow. So what happens is you flip him on, and then he can use Reluctant Hero, and I think he needs 8 red to use Reluctant Hero. But, not Reluctant Hero. Finish the fight. Consistently right. converts to finish the fight if there are red charge tiles on the board. I don't get it. There must have been a bug, and I never ran into it. Or I'm just not understanding what it means. Reluctant right. Hero is a passive. Every time someone fires off a power.
He makes tiles.
He makes tiles, right, up to 5 or whatever it is. So converting is only when you actually convert him from Living Legend. So I don't know. I don't understand what it means. I can't speculate.
I'm sure one of our listeners will let us know.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure I'll be called a dummy.
It's okay. I don't know how, because okay, the only person that would do that would be that listener, Angry Salad.
Who, me?
What are you doing back there, dummy?
Whenever you're at.
Hey, dummy.
Elizabeth!
Anyway, focus.
All right.
What else is going on?
Stuff. It's got more things. It's got more changes.
Lots more.
But wait, there's more. Carnage's Alien Instincts power now fires correctly after landing from being airborne.
Well, thank God. Yeah.
Yeah, I was missing that. Professor X, the giant melon head, is now able to recast Blind Spot if the invisibility tile created previously was part of a match 5.
Oh, that sounds like an awful bug.
Yeah, that sounds like a really weird one.
Yeah, I don't think I ever noticed that getting rid of it as a match 5 prevented you from casting it again.
Wow. Yeah, never encountered that, thankfully.
Yeah. Heroes that are made airborne while invisible now will continue to look invisible while airborne. Okay.
That's just
I can't
cosmetic,
attach them
right?
either way, so what difference does it make?
What happens if their invisibility tile goes away while they're airborne? Do they still appear invisible?
Who knows? In either case, I still can't attack them, so it still doesn't matter.
Right.
Green Goblin's Trick or Treat no longer destroys tiles that are already destroyed. Well, there you go.
Double secret destroying.
Yeah. Heroes that are immune to stun can now be targeted by a stun, though still immune. I didn't know this wasn't the case, because I click boom into, Silver Surfer all the time. It's just like, you can't stun me.
Well, that's different, though, because it's not a stun. It's not a specific stun-only power. It's also an attack, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you can
specify
your target.
He just can't be stunned. But, like, for Steve Rogers Blue, maybe you cannot. Like, you can target him and hit it, but he won't get stunned now. Because before, I think it used to tell you, like, nope.
Oh,
see, that would be frustrating because I still should be able to put that countdown tile on the board because it's going to make a protect tile when it returns to me.
I believe that was the case. I'm not 100% sure.
That sounds right.
It's fixed.
I'm thinking also the Scarlet Witch stun, which randomly stuns someone, can probably now randomly not stun him.
Yeah, if you're reality crushing and he was always immune to it, they gave you a better chance of getting the other person.
Right.
Did it, though? Yeah. Or did it try to hit him and then just say nope, and then you were screwed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I so rarely use Reality Crush that I couldn't tell you.
I use it all the time, but I rarely come up against Silver Surfer, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen him floating around.
How about this? Fixed a bug on some Android devices that were encountering an initialization failed message when launching the game. I hear tell you had a similar problem.
Kind of. They, in their last patch, they did something where they're like, oops, people on certain Android devices and certain, the actual OS version, just can't start the game. So I reported it, and I went to the forums, I went to the bug section, and I threw it up. Somebody had already posted it. I'm like, yep, this is happening to me. Went and reported the bug, and this is not my first rodeo with D3's customer service. The one thing I will say about them negatively is that they are very slow, because it's email only, and it is always, right off the rip, a form template email of one form or another.
Right.
So it's like, oh, sorry to hear you're having a problem. Please give us all this information you already gave us when you submitted the bug report. What kind of phone do you have? What operating system is it? Are you on 3G, 4G, or Wi-Fi? So I've actually started just taking past tickets and copying that section and posting it in my bug to begin with. Get past that. And I still get the form templates. It doesn't matter.
But at least they get the information they need quicker.
Yes, yes, yes. So it took 3 days of back and forth with them, with myself. I know some people were a little longer or a little shorter. But they finally were like, oh, it's because Android handles memory differently than iOS, and it's something that we missed on this round, and blah, blah, blah. They're like, Demiurge Anthony had posted in the thread on the bug section saying, oh, we know what the problem is. Please contact customer service and tell them that you need the workaround, and they will do the workaround for you. And the problem was I emailed customer service, specifically mentioned that Demiurge Anthony had put this in a post and what I needed, and they replied with a template. Again, that was like my second or third email to them. So eventually it got fixed. They figured it out. It took 2.5 days. And the entire time I was tallying what I had missed out on. I average between 15 and 20 ISO a day, specifically also when it's a lightning rounds are going on. So when I tallied up all the stuff.
1,000.
What was that? Yes.
15 to 20,000 a day.
Yeah, 15 to 20,000. Yeah, 50, I only get 15 ISO a day. So I tallied up all my tokens I thought I missed, all my covers I missed from the PvE and the PvP that I the PvP that was going on right at that point in time. The 1,000-point progression was a black X-Force Wolverine. My white whale. I have been trying to get... This is my 13th cover for X-Force. I had a 5-2-5 X-Force since before the nerf, before they nerfed X-Force. And since then, I have sold no less than 9 green and yellow covers for X-Force. I've been dying to get an X-Force Black Wolverine, and I had shielded in that PvP at like 850 or 875 the night before, and I'm like, oh, I'll totally be able to go in there, do a shield hop or two, get to the 1,000-point progression, and I went to get into the game the next morning, and I was locked out. So I tallied up everything I thought I was missing out on. I'm like, here you go, guys. Thanks for fixing it. Let's talk some compensation. And believe it or not, they gave me a completely adequate amount of compensation. They gave me almost everything I had said I believed I had missed out on. Almost everything. And I was not... I won't complain about the stuff they left out because I was really stretching for some of it. And so, because I was like, you know, I really ground the Daisy PvE into dust to make sure I got 3 covers so I would have a bigger advantage to play in the next PvE so I could get the Ghost Rider rewards. And I listed the 3 Ghost Rider covers. They didn't give me those. They're like, no. But they gave me everything else I had asked for. So my recommendation to everyone is, yes, sometimes things happen with the game. There was one time, again, where I was going for progression, and I went to play the game. I was at 950. I went to play a match for 75 points. I started the match, and the game crashed. I started the next... I went in, started, I healed everybody up, hurry up, picked another 75-point game. It crashed again. So now I'm losing points from the crashes. I'm losing health. I ended up buying health packs because I was still trying to get the 1,000-point progression. I played the third game, lost my game, and got beaten. I got beaten down to the mid-800s and shielded, and I wrote to customer service that time, too, and I told them what happened, and they gave me the progression reward.
Nice.
Yay!
Yeah, so they've been really good to me. They listen. From my experience, they've really listened to my problems, they fixed my issues, and they gave me adequate compensation when I asked for what I felt was fair. So my recommendation is, you know, give them some time. It does take a little time. And once they tell you your issue is fixed, request what you think is fair because I don't think they're going to offer it to you. They've never offered me compensation. I've always had to ask for it. So the worst that could happen is they say no. So
something I would add to that is I think they keep really good logs on. So when your device crashes and it has to log back in, likely they will see that and know what's going on. So when you're asking for something, don't be ridiculous and ask for something that you would have never got to, because it's likely they'll just say no.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But the fact that they actually do come back and give you, I saw the list of what you got. That's incredible customer service. I know they, you know, the length of time. That might not be great, but that is impressive to me.
Right. And I was given that, I was in that thread. I had posted a bunch of times about, like, it's been 2 days, it's been this, it's been that. So once I got my compensation and once they fixed everything, I did go back into that thread and let everybody know, like, hey, I did get good service. I want everybody to know I was giving them the guff in this thread, but really they did a good job. I actually emailed back on my ticket and said, thank you so much. You guys provided good customer service. You could have very easily said, go pound sand. When I asked for all this stuff, and you didn't. So thank you very much. That's good customer service. I'm like, I work in the service industry, and I appreciate when I see it out in the wild, when I get customer service myself. And that's my story.
And then there's a whole slew of stuff, which is too long for me to read because I'm too lazy for that. But there's a big list of abilities that can no longer be fired if there are no available targets. Please check the forum post if you really care, but there's like, I don't know, 15 of them.
Some of them I do.
Some of them are interesting.
Because chemical reaction from Dokken is one of them. That blows up tiles and removes strike tiles. I'd like to be able to do that if I want to, even if there's not a valid target.
Except the power reads first that the target takes damage before he does anything else. So in order for to do that, you need a target.
A target to take. Okay.
That I was talking in this thread specifically because of this. Somebody had mentioned that. I'm like, well, you see, the way it's written, it says that the target takes damage first. So in order for to have it,
right,
you need to have a target. Some of the powers are worded very poorly, but all in all, they require a target. So
Yeah, I understand.
I think of magic when I think of crap like that. Magic the Gathering really got me on targeting. Yeah.
Right.
I just thought it was weird that one of them is headbutt. What else am I doing with headbutt?
Right.
Was there some flaw in headbutt before where I could just give myself a bunch of damage for no good reason?
Because,
boy, there's
nothing
better than Juggernaut just hurting himself without hurting anybody else. That's what I was looking for in life.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, check those out at your leisure. They're too long for me to read. All right. That's all the stuffs in there. Ray, tell me what the listeners have to say.
Quite a bit. I tried to trim it down quite a bit, though, and sorry, Brian, but I excluded most of your comments because you're here.
That's all right.
First thing I wanted to bring up is we have, among our patrons, people who actually support this podcast, I wanted to mention that one of our anonymous patrons became unanonymous this last week and wanted to thank Screech.
Oh, got fingers crossed.
Username Screech for his supporting the podcast. He posted that when he changed it, he said he loves the show, it's his favorite podcast, and he signed on Patreon just to support us. At the end, he put hashtag not Jeff.
No! All right, well, the reign of the Jeff has been unseated.
Exactly.
Thank you much, Screech. I'm glad you used free time in prison to to write in here to the Puzzle Warriors.
Poor Dustin Diamond. My God, if it really is Dustin Diamond, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
It would be. If he can get out of prison and write to us, I will totally meet him somewhere for a drink as long as he promises not to stab me in a bar.
I was going to say, that bar might be a trigger if you're going to meet him for a drink. Better watch out.
Next, I don't know if you listened, especially Craig, to the last episode, but I put on the front, but at some point while we were recording, actually it was before we were recording the actual show, you guys went into a 3-2-1 contact reference, and I put that on the front of the show this last week, and apparently that was a huge winner.
Woohoo!
Several people, specifically D-Wing Illinois, he said it made him so happy, and Stinkbomb called it a mega opener. And I have to say, I had a lot of fun putting that together, so you are quite welcome. I wanted to welcome new commenter Johnny Zero on Reddit. He posts himself as a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Quack, quack.
Doesn't he sound like, you know, the third, like, thug number three in, like, a bad made-for-TV mob movie? It's like, oh,
Johnny
look
Zero.
Out, baby. Johnny Zero's care.
welcome
Johnny,
aboard,
I
and you
resist.
Make him make fun of him, I see. He says he never laughed so hard at the show as he did with Craig singing Cold as Ice, Willing to Sacrifice Your Red for Blue. In any case, that brings me into, there were several comments about singing, probably because of the 3-2-1 contact at the beginning.
Or because it's so poor.
D-Wing Illinois mentioned that singing is always the correct answer, and he also referenced, so when we talked about scaling, that we should sing to the tune of Christopher Cross, Scaling Takes Me Away.
Scaling takes me away.
Exactly.
I was thinking more.
I'm scaling away.
Scaling away all my health packs. Got hit by I forgot what they're called. One of those things that blow up. Caltrops. Got hit by a caltrop. And then Gorgon stick. Oh, it hurt. Oh, how it hurt.
Oh, we got to put an end to this.
Yeah, seriously, I'm going to fight you soon. Someone turn off his mic.
You can't. Hey, I'm running this call.
This is appropriate. Leonard's next comment was, I heard the exact moment that Ian stopped enjoying Craig singing.
I think it's almost instantaneous.
All right, on to bigger and better things. There was a whole lot of comments about Craig and Ian. You both had conundrums with what characters to champion. Jayhawk Inc. said that the fact that you have championed Ragnarok and haven't championed Magneto makes me cry. He says he is tempted to start a petition to get you to crowdsource your decisions in this game so that the rest of us can outvote your crazy ideas.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I did champion Magneto this week. And right now I'm currently trying to get up enough ISO to champion up Gray Suit Black Widow is what I'm shooting for right now, because I got two covers for her that are dying in the next...
Worthwhile.
Yes.
So
she can be amazing.
She's my next target for the champion, but I only have, I don't know, 15,000 ISO right at the moment.
So there were a whole bunch. Noble Brown Coat, Champion Magneto. Leonard again, Champion Magneto. BF2, please champion Magneto.
Done.
We only had the only person who did not agree with that. They were actually talking about Ian. They said champion Iron Fist. They said he may not be the best by himself, but he's amazing with anyone that uses black. And I mentioned that was Brad the Fry Guy.
Yeah.
So there you go. Everyone else, I think, said champion Magneto over and over and over again.
So I need 85,000 to get Gray Suit up to 166, and then the 7,500 on top of that. So 93,000. So
that's easily doable.
So I should be able to do that in 9 days. Shouldn't be a problem.
I was able to get X-Force Wolverine championed in about a week, and that required 158,000 ISO plus the 12,500 to actually champion. So you can do it. You can do it.
You can do it all night long.
We had two questions that I thought would be worth mentioning. One from Chloe. She asked, do you sell covers in a color that you don't like or know you're not going to use before it hits 5, or add them to the character regardless? Example, I think she was talking about Vision. You know you want to do Vision with 3 yellow, 5 red, 5 blue. So if you are leveling them up and getting covers and you get yellow, you know you're not going to want them. Do you go ahead and put them in, or do you sell them for the ISO so you can level somebody else?
I've always put it in.
Pre-championing.
Right.
Put it in.
Right.
And actually, depending on how close you are to max leveling that character, I would say, you know, because obviously if you're, you know, if it's a color you don't want, but it gets you at 13,
then you can always
just max level and champion and switch it around anyway. So I guess it depends on how close you are to actually maxing out that character now.
That's about where I was.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's I agree with that fully. I'm not one to sell covers, but, you know, post-championing, but pre-championing, I would have dumped it in a heartbeat.
Right, because you know it's going to be a waste anyway, so why not get the ISO for it?
Right.
So, second question. Red Sommet, I believe, is the name. Posted a question about Psylocke. He says that he's still a 2-star player, only has 2 covers for Psylocke, but she looks decent and can understand if she's not a top 5, but why the bottom 5? He doesn't understand why all the hate on Psylocke.
I don't know that I hate on Psylocke. She just doesn't do a pile of damage.
She just doesn't do a pile of anything.
Effectively,
she's a 2-power character, because her 3rd power is garbage. So
right, actually garbage.
Well, it makes a countdown tile that gets matched away and doesn't really do you any good. I mean, that's been my experience.
And even if it does work, it invariably takes away something that doesn't matter. So it takes away some AP that they weren't going to use anyway.
Yeah, she just her powers that she has are expensive for what they do. She doesn't go well with anybody. She's just needs a revamp. She's one of those original 3-stars that is just like, oof, like, can we get some love here? Because she is my lowest... I have all my 3-stars max covered, but I have plenty that aren't maxed out. She is my lowest one. I don't think I've put barely any ISO into her. I just can't. I can't bring myself to.
Right. I mean, yeah, I like her. I like her red and black. I guess you are correct. They're a little too expensive, and the blue is just pointless. Like, I'm just never going to use it.
I actually have her at 147. At one point, I was thinking of getting her up full level, but I've always had other characters that take precedence. I imagine eventually I will get her champion, but when you're looking at all the other 3-stars, she's just, she ends up being that low because the damage isn't there.
Right, I agree. That's why I would put her in the bottom. Like, who wouldn't you put ahead of her?
Sentry.
It's not so much... Yeah.
No, I would put Sentry ahead of her.
Really?
He does a lot of damage. Yes, he does a little bit to you, but that can be negated with the characters you choose to use with him.
Yeah, you got to Kamala Khan him up or something.
Yeah. She just doesn't have any redeeming qualities from what I see.
Well, there you go. her redeeming quality is she's going to be played by Olivia Munn in the new X-Men.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to be amazing in the apocalypse.
But in the game,
right.
Not so much.
Right. I mean, she's and a cool character still... in the comics. Nothing wrong with Psylocke.
Sure, I'm not doubting that at all. She's got a good backstory. She's pretty powerful. And I have no doubt that if X-Men were still a Marvel franchise, that she would probably get an update for the new X-Men movie.
I mean, I have my Psylocke at level 171, so...
Whoa.
And how often do you use her?
Whenever.
There we go. But, I know, but you're a special case.
Yes.
Yeah.
I use everyone almost never. Unless they are a required character for something, or my actual team is all busted up and I'm out of health packs, nobody else is getting used.
Think all the ISO you can make if you just stripped your entire roster except for Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and
but then
and
what would I do with all the ISO?
Start building up your 4-star roster so you can't use them.
Yeah, it's true. I can keep staring at my 11 covers on my Invisible Woman and just still be sad about it.
Oh, boy, no. You're okay there.
She's my highest level character outside of my one cover Silver Surfer.
Believe it or not, I actually think there are worse 4-stars, so you're probably actually okay.
Well, I think I have all those, too. So
worse than Invisible Woman?
Yeah.
Star-Lord's
Star-Lord is a big runner for that.
I think Cho's probably in the running.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, Cho is terrible.
But were we doing listener comments?
Yes, we are doing listener comments. Keep going, Ray.
No, that was actually it. The only thing,
doing listener comments.
Well, the only other thing I was going to mention was that on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, there is a link to vote for Marvel Puzzle Quest on the MMO Games Online for best superhero video game. I want to encourage people to go and vote. And if you like other games, vote with them too. But I would like to get a good showing. The poll is only going to be up for another 7 days. So I'd like to see, we're probably not going to be the best, but I'd like to see a good showing. So there you go. That's all I had.
Okay. Party on. Ian.
Craig, what's it time for?
It's time for the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
Hit me.
Week. This week, we are featuring Miss Marvel as Kamala Khan. She is a yellow, purple, green. Let's start out with yellow. Bring out the best. It is her passive ability. Every time your team performs one of their active powers, she gives the entire team a burst of health, starting at 110, working its way up to 286. And then, so at max level, she's giving the team a burst of 905 health every time they activate an active ability. That seems excellent.
It doesn't just seem excellent. It is incredibly powerful.
Huh.
It's
one thing I guess we'll
excellent.
Have to note is that all those things we read off were all pre-champion numbers, because I just looked at mine, and mine heals for 918.
Correct.
Right. Absolutely. This is absolutely pre-champion.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Her purple power, inhuman stretchiness. This is, she makes green. you convert one basic tile into green and two other random tiles into green. As her levels go up, you convert three additional random tiles, 4, 5, and then 7. So, you're looking at one chosen basic tile into green, plus 7 more random green tiles, which will then fuel her green ability. Embiggened Bash. The other one costs you 8 purple. This one will cost you 12 green. This is a, it damages the entire enemy team. Starts off damaging them for 411 damage and creeps up per level. It's very straightforward. Very easy. I can explain this much better than I can explain the vision. So she eventually ends up dealing 1069 damage at her maxed out level 166, she is dealing you 3,390 damage to the entire enemy team. Now, unfortunately, I don't think I have her. I definitely do not have her championed. I don't even know that I have her fully covered. So I don't know what I can tell you as far as builds go, because in my mind, I would build her at 535. However, the more I play this game, I've come to realize, random or not, if your character has an ability to generate any color, be it tons of purple, tons of black, some 7 random green tiles, people go wild for that. So I'm certain I'm wrong by recommending 535 and can only assume that she is to be built 355. If anybody could tell me more about what to do with Kamala Khan, because she seems fantastic.
See, I do run mine at 535 because when I have her in the group, she is there for people who have cheap powers, and she's there to generate the healing.
Yeah,
I will team her up with Gamora all day long because sure, Gamora will chop that red sword.
Yep, for five.
Yep.
And just bring in the health. That, and I've got to think that if you could, like Gray Suit Black Widow, if you could target where her greens were going to appear, then I would say that would be amazing. The fact that they're randomly generated makes them less exciting to me.
Right. You get to pick one, but the rest of them are completely random.
Right.
So I think there's arguments to be made for two different builds, and obviously when you're champion, you can switch it around. I usually had her at 535, so she only had three purple. And specifically because of what Craig said. So, you know, Gamora, and now I am 40, now that he's been given some good jobs, you know, some good boosting there. You know, every time you fire off his battery, you're getting healed. Right. Every time you're firing off a sword, you're getting healed, and it just keeps going in a loop. But if you're playing her with, say, 3-star Thor and another random person, 3-star Thor, you're going to be generating green with his yellow, and then if you're generating her purple, using her purple, and you're generating another 7 green, now you're getting a ton of green on the board. And now you're making match sure. fives, because he throws a bunch of green, and then even though hers are random, if you're already starting off with a bunch of green on the board from Thor, you're going to hit. So there's definitely an argument to be made for both builds.
Okay. So I wasn't terribly far off because, you know, and I would think that. But, you know, then when you if you're doing that, you know, am I using Call the Storm or am I using Embiggen and Bash?
It all depends on who you're fighting and what else is going on. If you have somebody okay. who's got a lot more health and you've been whittling away the other two, you can use Call the Storm. But if everyone's kind of even, throw out Embiggen and Bash.
Hmm. Yeah, Embiggen and Bash is a little cheaper. And I think overall it does a little bit more damage. It's going to be doing... you know, 3,300 each, so that's almost 10,000 damage. I'm trying to see what...
You're doing about between 8,000 and 9,000 with Call the Storm max, but you're doing almost 5 to the main target.
Right, your main right. target's yeah, going to be getting a
if you're fighting one
named
person and a couple of thugs, you want to take out that named person so they stop getting matches.
Right.
You know, that's worth it more.
So it all depends on the scenario. And obviously, like, you use either one of the... If you're playing Thor and her... You can use Blade or Dokken to get the strike tiles, so their green is doing a ton more damage. And plus, Dokken has a really cheap 5 costing
right.
AP
right. that blue
to keep
attack.
Firing off.
Yeah, yep.
They all kind of work well together.
There you go. The only thing, the worst thing about her is her animations suck.
Yeah.
Oh, that ding! Oof. I rarely play with the sound on.
Yep.
Even prior to her. So when she showed up and she was doing that, I'm like, what the hell? What is the sound she's made? I wonder what she's doing. And I turn the sound on. I'm like, I'll never mind. And I just turn it back down.
Yeah, it's the Orbit Smile. I mean, it yeah. just drives you crazy. Between her noise and then Carnage's noises.
Rawr.
Oh.
No, I have
brutal.
No idea. I never turned it back up, so I don't know what Carnage does.
Oh,
don't do it.
You've got to experience this. Every time Alien Instincts fires off, it is the worst noise you've ever heard, and it just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Yeah. Just imagine a battle, play her and him, Carnage.
Great.
Carnage and Kamala Khan. And then
ding!
Just
rawr, ding,
go,
rawr,
go, put a,
ding,
go, go put a cake in the oven.
So when she came out, I was at a point where I didn't have any hero points for new slots, and I actually sold her off a whole bunch of times because I hated the animation. I just did not care for it. Now that I have her, and I have her championed, I mean, she's definitely useful. There's no arguing her power. I still hate the animations, but I'm going to throw out there, that ding, my high-end hearing is completely gone, so I never hear it. That was not what I was complaining about.
No, that ding drives me batty.
I just complained about the giant embiggen fists and and the silly stretchiness. I just yeah. it's a silly character, but good in the game, absolutely.
I still think at some point, just to throw something out in the background of when she embiggens you, there should be a statue
of Jebediah Springfield.
Yeah. That would be better. I would like that.
At least I would have something to chuckle out when she's looking stupid.
Also, does she not sing "Simply the Best" when she comes out with her orbit smile?
It's true.
Ding, simply the best. If it just
better
played that every time.
Better than all the rest.
That would make it better.
Yeah, I could get into it.
I mean,
it.
They make
it
change simply your cover, the best, and the new cover's better.
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
her new cover
is.
Art is much better.
So it's got that going for it, I guess.
I love her. I play her a lot more than I probably should, and she's great when boosted.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
I just
hate
seeing her do things
character.
On the screen because it makes me sad.
I just look away now.
Nice. Rewards of the week. I got a Red Hulk cover, which made me excited, and I got a Spider-Gwen, which I haven't done anything with yet because I don't have enough hero points to actually recruit her. So,
that's a sad story.
I have currently 865 hero points.
Sounds like you need to throw $20 at the game and get us all another command point.
I agree.
It seems unlikely. Because I have 10 days to get the, whatever, 135 hero points I need. So hopefully I'll just luck into summon a Deadpool daily.
I'm assuming you got her from the 2,000 points on the simulator?
Yes. Finished up my simulator, got that out of the way, and then immediately lost a whole pile of points.
Yeah. No
in
kidding.
In season.
I got her as well from the exact same place. And I wanted to bring this up. So did anybody during the simulator experience an incredible amount of disparity between what you were promised the match would be worth and what you actually got?
Yeah,
and
buddy.
By that, I mean I was told that the match would be worth 48, and I got 7.
Yep.
And then and then I was told it was worth 38, and I got 2.
Ooh, wow. Now, were these battles that were sitting for a while, or were they freshly...
No, the two...
These are fresh.
These, I actually went in, I'd been attacked, I looked at that fight and went, all right, that's not worth it. Refresh. I looked at the next fight and it was three, like level 300 four stars. And I said, okay, that's not going to happen. So I skipped that. So this was a completely fresh fight and it said like 38. I played it and got 2 points.
Wow. Yikes.
The best part was too, is I was doing that, having that same thing while being attacked. So I'd end up with all these negative points after a fight.
Right.
And I just shielded and went to bed in anger.
True
and got up at like
story.
6 a.m. on a Sunday and plowed my way through to the finish.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. It was early morning on a Sunday. That's the only reason I was able to get through it. I was getting just hammered by everything. Now, after I got through like 3 of these really weird, you know, the numbers don't match games, then everything went normal. I would play a fight worth, you know, 40 points and it would give me 40 points. So I don't know what it was, but yeah, that was really made me angry. But anyway, made it through. And
Ian,
I'm now at 1,100 points.
Ian?
I also got a Spider-Gwen, but I got that for championing Magneto. So I got myself a yellow Spider-Gwen, and I got a yellow Invisible Woman.
Yep.
And I think that's all. I've been not having any luck in my taco tokens lately.
Oh, right. The other thing that I got when I championed X-Force Wolverine, got a legendary token from that. I also got an Invisible Woman for that, which isn't bad for me. I only have her at 233 now, so... I still have plenty of room to put other covers.
Right.
Not
all right, Brian,
I'm...
I hear you got a plethora of rewards this week.
Well, yeah, so on top of getting my black X-Force Wolverine, I also got a yellow Daisy from getting the 1,000-point progression.
Right.
I opened 60 points of CP, and I got my first green Phoenix 5-star. I also got a red Surfer, which was my first red for him, and then I followed it all up with a yellow Mr. Fantastic, so you can't win everything.
you can take those 5 stars and shove them, because I don't get those.
But that totally screwed my scaling, Craig, so just remember, just you only have 1 5-star, but you're going to do great with the new scaling.
Right, now all Brian has to fall back on is a level 355 Old Man Logan, a 280 Hulk Buster, and a...
Oh, the
and
humanity.
A level 300. Yes.
I also have a yellow Thoris dying on the vine because she's only covered 12, and I need one Mohawk to get her as a reward for my 13th cover, and I have not gotten one in the last 8 days. And I'm like, come on, I got to be able to get one. So I'm keeping her until the last possible minute, and I'm hoarding all of my ISO so that if I do get that last cover, I could try to champion her and then throw that 14th cover on her. So I got one of those sitting around.
Good plan. Good luck.
Yeah. I'm hoping for that. I kept trying to buy extra tokens in one of the vaults because Storm was in there like 3 times and I never hit her.
Yeah.
It's a sad tale I have. All my 5 stars in. But now I said earlier, I'm hoarding all my CP now. My CP and my tokens because of the scaling. Because I don't want to put any more extra covers on anybody until I've started leveling them up more.
Right, right.
Sure.
So how much ISO are you up to then? Do you have enough? Like 160, 170,000?
I've got 90K banked right now. My Thoris is in the 2-something range. She's at 228.
She currently needs...
In order to hit my max level of 250 with her now, I need the 77 out of the 82 I have. So in the next 2 days, I would probably need another 50,000 at least in order to be able to hopefully max her if I were to get that extra cover. But I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to end up selling that cover for 1,000 and be sad.
Right. So as far as good rewards, I completely forgot. I hit really good on the enemy of the state, even with the maddening changes. I got 2 beast covers and a red thing out of the vault, which are on the first page. The rewards for it, I've been doing really well. Anyway, red thing. I'm always happy with that.
Yeah.
Red rocket spark, red rocket.
That's a different thing.
I get jokes.
Good times. All right. I don't know. Brian's here. Ian, somebody. Somebody tell me about the podcast network.
If you check out soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, you can find this and other great shows like The Podvocacy, like Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark.
Also, there's the Fresher
and there's the Fresher and Parlance show with their live YouTube broadcast, and there is the legendary Prodigal Sons podcast, starring none other than Brian, myself, and 2 other dudes that we met on the internet. Yeah, so check us all out at the soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
We do have a new show coming soon.
Do we?
The fabled Star Trek podcast that I swear has been...
I've been teasing the Prime Directive occasionally, but I didn't know how far or not it had come, so I just wanted to... Hush up.
By the way, I've complained, Ian, about your show already, even though it hasn't aired, because what the heck kind of Star Trek show doesn't talk about the original series? What's wrong with you people?
Oh, I can't make... I'm saving for the show. You gotta save it. You gotta tune into the Prime... It's the Prime Defective. The Prime Defective.
Oh, okay.
It will come hell or high water. That show will be on the internet somewhere by next week. So I've been screwing around with the website, and I finally just said, screw it. I can't put any more effort into this. I'm just going to get the show up. So the show's been in the can for well over 3 weeks. I've just been putzing around with the website. So come next week, theprimedefective.com.
But the original series, that's where it's at.
Nope. TNG, it all is... the way.
Yeah.
Original series.
Picard lovers, you have no idea what the hell's going on. I'm going to talk my way out of stuff. Hooray. Would you just go bang the hot chick already and move on?
I'm gonna bone green aliens my way out of stuff.
Exactly. I'm gonna use my fist because this is the future, and we still solve things with fists and fights over women. Come on, that's the future. We all know it. Mankind doesn't change.
Longest episode ever.
It is.
Absolutely.
Is it just me? I'm sorry.
No, it is not. All of our special guest episodes run a little bit long.
Then
this unnecessary stand that Craig is taking at the end. Like, Craig has never, ever been right, and he truly believes this is the first time. It's going to happen. It's going to be happening with the Prime Defective.
I'm totally right on this. I'm sorry. There's nothing beats Kirk and Spock. Nothing. You can take your Wesley Crusher and your main deflector dish and stick it.
Jeffrey's tubes.
Yeah.
Go champion Psylocke and Ragnarok.
All right, bring it home, Craig. Hey, that's all we got for this week. It's a bunch of rambling, but you'll get through it. Because you already did if you got to this part. Well, check for updates at PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can listen to the show there. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it on Stitcher. Clearly, you picked one of those because you're hearing me right now. You can leave comments on our website via the Discuss feature. Or you can send us an email. All of our contact info is on the website. Or you can get to us via the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit on reddit.com, where Ray posts all the shows. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on either a couple of options. You can go to the Amazon banner off the top of our website, buy something. We get some pennies. We appreciate it. Or if you have lots of pennies to throw around, you can go over to patreon.com. That link is also on our homepage. And become a patron of the show. And if you're named Jeff, we'll totally mention you. If your name's not Jeff, we'll totally mention you if you ask. And if you feel like shelling out many, many pennies, you can name a part of the show or a power or a character of some flavor after you, and we will use it from now on because I like to rename things. and at some point the developers will listen to me, and squirrels will make an appearance, and my life will be complete. Right. But that's all we got for this week, so goodbye for now, and remember, quote the raven, nevermore. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good night. I almost forgot. And if you would like to, like some of our other fans, if you would like to murder us live and in person, and you live in the Philadelphia, Ben Salem area, message us on our website. And if you promise not to murder us, we'll let you know where we can be, where we'll make our next all-star appearance.
Yes.
And thanks so much for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it. It was a good time.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Yeah. Brian/Angry Salad.
Yeah, it was
really enjoyed
fun.
It
was nice. It was nice to have a perspective from a power player like yourself.
Right.
I agree.
Or at least someone who occasionally wins Crash of the Titans.
There it is.
a guy who believes Old Man Logan is the greatest thing ever?
A guy who founded our alliance and made this whole thing possible.
All these things and more belong to you.
All right, we're out of
here. All right, bye, friends.
Because I want to use a second song for Lazy Thor.
Oh.
It'll be, it's right up Ray's alley too, because it's a Kiss song.
Oh, I'm on board again.
So it's going to be Crazy Nights, but this is Lazy, 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 Lazy Thor.
Man.
I thought it was going to be Thor, I hear you calling, but I can't, come home right now.
Just chime in with that, Brian. Let's get this going.
Lazy Thor. Call him Lazy Thor.
No? Oh, my goodness.